Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 5 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes acquire a whale and learn of a powerful Nan-based prophecy. Previously...
Spiritual advisor, where?
Yeah?
Where's this whale facility?
Spiritual advisor, what's she got like?
It's the tray. The tray which pops out the babies.
Yeah? So I grabbed a bit of wood, like this tree?
Oh yeah, that tree.
So like this is a splinter.
A bit of God.
Bit of God? So like form a sneaky splinter religion?
You fucking get it this time?
Like better.
What the fuck are you fuckwits doing? Bringing in some fucking swine men to our fucking town?
No!
If Paste lets you through, she's basically using him like a swine man GPS.
I sure as I'm like 50 at the moment. That's great.
Dusha has the good brains. Zamet has the shit brains. In the middle, like your torchlight maybe glances across this massive cylindrical vat in the middle of this room, which has inside it this massive sperm whale. But the swine men, they're still coming. How many of them? Sounds like about 10. They're not normally this good at hiding. Dusha, your torch lands squarely on the beady black eyes of one who, like, looks shocked for a moment and dips out of the light.
You're in the whale cloning facility, surrounded by swine men. And
Muckmouth shines a torch on one. She's managed to catch one in her sights. It is your turn.
All right, so I can see one?
You can see one. Muckmouth has a torch on it.
All right, I'm going to fucking just...
slice it up?
Slice him up with my science sword. Radio. My hot piss and cough.
Hot piss and cough. Radio, you launch over the top of one of the crates and bring your sword down right in the middle of the swine man's head. Unfortunately, maybe this swine man's wearing some makeshift armor, but your sword just lodges itself. Like, you can see it crack the helmet on the swine man's head, and you can see a little bit of blood spurt out, but the swine man is nowhere near dead.
Ugh.
You kind of just sort of embed it in its skull and then pull your
can
sword
Can I use
out
my
again.
Double whammy?
Yeah, I'll allow you to go again.
And then just hit him again?
You bring it down harder this time, and the sword kind of, like, where once, you're like, get it in the skull, heft it out again, and just... like in one swift motion, bring it down again and split that head in half.
That's good.
The swine man's head, literally, like down the middle, down a snout, in half, the swine man drops to his knees and dies. Your allies... oh, fuck. They managed to spot another swine man for you, Dusha.
Well, crates work for me well. First time, let's try again.
Crates is a good weapon.
I'll pick up another crate, lob it at the one that my allies have the torch on.
Ready? Where the fuck are you? Oh, why are you so good? Oh my god. Every time he's gotten, like, on damage, just 10. Just every time. You pick up the crate with your massive gorilla strength, and in almost like an exact replica of what happened the first time, the crate arcs in a perfect parabola and lands on top of the swine member as it dies. You are like just fucking, like, this is in quick succession. So you're just picking up crates and hurling them left and right. With pinpoint accuracy. The swine men attack. Who's closest? They attack Paste.
Oh, no.
Your boy. Oh, no. Oh, one of the swine men gores Paste in his hip.
Oh.
Like, you can hear maybe the sound of bone being struck as one of the swine men and probably hefts him up with his head and slams him onto the ground. Paste is in a lot of pain and bleeding profusely.
Oh, no.
Simon?
I'm a
take on that one that just gored paste.
Rightio. Wise. I need more room to roll dice so they don't just fall off the table. Yeah, rightio. You get your sword and it's like, as it slams paste onto the ground, you bring the sword into the back of the swine man. Oh, nice. Maybe when the sword pokes out the swine man's chest, it's beating black heart is on the end of your sign sword. This swine man, still with its tusk embedded in paste, collapses to the ground. Now, Muckmouth is scanning, but you can't manage to see another one. You're in the dark again. You can still hear the kind of quiet grunting of like, as the swine man crawl around the factory floor.
So I can't see anyone anymore, can
you? You can't see anyone, but you could attempt to throw a crate. You'd just be at a negative.
Yeah, let's do that.
Rightio. You pick up a crate and just judging where you think sound is coming from. Okay, this time you're like, I reckon that seems about right. You have to crate over and like just into the darkness. And you hear quite a loud, instead of just like that kind of cut off from before, there's like a loud wee. You're fairly sure that you've damaged one, but that it's not dead. In fact, you might be able to hear the sound of like, like it's landed on it and it's dragging the crate around. Oh no,
that's good.
Zamet, maybe you're behind, like maybe after you've stabbed that one with you've got the heart in the end of the sword. You're near some crate. You hear one slam into the side of the crates that you're in front of, like it was trying to vault over it, but just fucked up. Like it's like, ah, you're like, oh fuck. Oh no, you're up.
Can I?
You can probably stab through the crate.
Can I like peer over the crate?
Yeah, there's one. Like it's just on the ground. Like it slammed into the crate and fell on its ass.
All right. Now I'm gonna use my convincing.
Okay.
And my seducing. And my orator abilities. That's my me done for the day. Mm-hmm. To convince the remaining people that the reason they're fucking up is because they are worshipping a false god.
Let's see how you do.
Oh no.
Maybe you like stand up and reveal yourself and you're like, my countrymen. You're worshipping a false god. That is the reason you're so angry. You make yourself very visible and... An arrow just misses you as one of the swine men lets loose. It flies past your head and embeds itself in the metal wall. Unfortunately, they rolled very well. Muckmouth's turn. Your allies are garbage. Every single other part of your wasteland crew fires a pistol or lets loose a couple of shots and they just echo around the room. In fact, highs or lows?
Almost lows.
Okay. One of the bullets just misses the vat with the whale in the middle. Just slides by it. Like maybe it just grazes it and you're like, oh, thank God. Dusha, you're up again.
What's going to happen if that whale vat bursts?
Who knows?
Only time will tell.
Is it full of water or is it just full of whale?
It's full of like a kind of clear greenish liquid with a massive sperm whale in the middle.
That doesn't sound like something I want to be wearing.
No.
Anyway, time for me to find another crate, I reckon.
Rightio, you're like making quite quickly a clearing as you move crates away from yourself. You can see one this time. Oh, this one misses completely. In fact, Zamet, highs or low?
Oh, low's going to be good last time, so highs.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
You're like, as you're standing there, and you're like, oh, an arrow just missed me. You turn around and see this whirling crate.
Shit.
It slams into your body and knocks you onto the ground. Lose 2 HP.
Got ya good. That's all right. Just a bit of crate tossing between some friends.
Another. How scary would you be? Like, imagine an actual gorilla throwing crates at you is the scariest thing. Oh, sorry, wrong one. One of the swine men tries to climb up to you. It's up at you, but it's not attacking in this turn. You're up. You can just push it back off.
Slash him with me hot piss and cough.
Ready up. Wrong one.
Whoa. I make a blessing of the sword first.
it does nothing.
Damn.
You slice down on the swine man as it like leaps at you. It doesn't manage to like kill it, but it slices across its chest. Oh, wait, no, it does manage to kill it. You like feel ribs break as you slide the sword to her chest, like putty, like butter. The swine man collapses in a heap. Let me just roll to see how. Okay, they're doing fine. Let's see if your allies are any good this turn. Oh. Markmouth just lets loose with a pistol, and you see one of the swine men that was maybe running at you, Dusha, just collapse to the ground as it's shot in the back of the head. Paste, maybe he's having a fist fight with one, and he connects his fist with the like underside of one of the swine men's snout, and that swine man drops like a sack of bricks. There's only a couple left. Your other ally, what, like sticks or whatever, just shoots a fucking pistol in the air. Oh, that's right. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Again. Nothing has broken yet. Ready up, Dusha, you're up. There are, I think, about two swine men left. If I was wrong, the others ran.
Because it was 10 originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've not been counting.
I killed two with a crate. Zamat's cut two in half now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dan's cut three in half. He's killed.
Have I?
You killed three.
No,
there are two left.
Is there? Then there was one that was like...
Got brains.
Got, by... mm-hmm. got pinned.
Got pinged, got brained.
Oh, wait, one's under a crate.
Yeah.
But not dead. So there's three left.
Right.
Yeah. Ready up. You could just try and throw another crate at the guy. He's quite noisy. Like,
want me to describe a half man trapped by a crate? Noisy.
Moving that crate around.
How easy would it be to get our team above the bottom level?
It would take...
We don't need to.
A couple
we
turns.
We don't need to.
We don't need to? Okay. All right, fine. I'm going to throw a crate at the other one that's currently connected to a crate.
Fucking... Every time. So you heft up another crate. You throw it back at the fellow who's already under the first crate. Again, you just hear a boom. Seems like it's hit the other half of the map. He's still quite alive. The noisiness has just, it's become like a lot louder, like a lot of This one's in like a bad way.
That poor swine man.
You hear again, Zamet, another like, maybe your one's running at you and you just deftly step to the side and its tusks embed themselves in one of the metal walls. It's stuck. You're up.
Yes, he's getting beheaded.
No, he's stuck. He's all right.
Yeah, he's like,
where's he? So there's one stuck, one also stuck. Where's the other one?
There's just one left that you can probably see in the greenish glow of the whale vat. It's looking very frightened.
Afraid?
Yeah.
I'm perfect. Like,
Zamet's favorite.
Convert. And we will spare your life. I will make this religion happen.
What do you get? Plus...
So handsomeness, mm-hmm. plus four, plus two to convincing.
Okay, you got it. You got him.
Lay down your weapons.
The swine man drops his bow.
Come to my child.
He walks forward.
Yes. You promise to worship? I'm like, look, have a think. Splinterhoof?
Splinterhoof, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual advice.
Now, like...
The like, three swine man buddies just hid throughout that whole fight.
I'm like, now kiss the branch. I want to have the one of the branches on, like...
On your underside of your forearm?
Yeah. Kiss the branch.
Fuck, you got a really low one, but he got lower. He's like, okay. He kisses the branch.
That's
like,
good.
It's all right, brother. Damo.
Okay. He kind of like looks over and sees the other swine men and just joins them. This is the...
Yep.
He gives you
thumbs up.
Trotter.
Yep. Sick.
Markmouth's like, wait, there's still two left, aren't there?
Yeah.
I'm going to say we're out of initiative because they're both trapped.
Yeah.
What's your plan?
I'm going to try and convince the other one who's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we will let you out. We can let you free as long as you embrace the arms of Splinterhoof.
No, you try your hardest with this one, but he's like frothing at the mouth.
Death to the non-believers. Cut off his head.
You don't even need to roll. You just slice off his head. Whilst this is happening, Muckmouth maybe asks Paste Sticks or Smitty to go and like see if they can find like a generator or something.
How's Paste, by the way? Because he got a gorge.
Paste is dead. Muckmouth's like, right, cunts. We gotta get some light in this place. We're never gonna fucking find out where the whales are. Right, Styx, you head off, try and find a generator. Where do you go? Paste. Nah, Paste's fucking carved it, fellas.
He's cactus.
Paste's fucking cactus. That's a shame.
Stick a fork in him and he's fucking done.
Right, well, the rest of you lads, see if you can find a way to turn the fucking power on. They head off.
I just go hunt down the one that's under two crates.
Radio, you like
search, how's he going?
You search, what has happened is that one leg has been slammed in like the side of the knee by the crate. So it is bent on an angle out. Like it's become an L. Has become a J, sorry. The other leg has become an L under another crate. This high man looks up at you pleading me. My fucking legs.
It's all right, I got this. Got this.
If it fails, I'm jumping in.
I want to be like, all right, if you believe, you will be healed. Does he believe?
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
I want to like amputate his legs.
With a
plot? I've got medicine. I'll amputate his legs.
Ready?
All right. Together, we will amputate. Me with my hot piss sign and douche with medicine. And we're going to give this boy wheels. He's going to be called Wheels.
Okay, so, Dusha, you prepare the correct, like, maybe you tie off the legs, you get cut the circulation off, and whilst you're kind of doing this, some lights kind of doof, doof, come on in the facility. Zamet, you bring back your sword. Swing it down. Chop off Wheels? Right through the chest. His eyes... I just like, his viscera explodes around him.
He believed and he will enter the kingdom of God.
You look out upon the facility, now illuminated by electric lights. You can see in the middle of the facility there is a large vat, and in the vat is a giant sperm whale. You can see all of these computers have once again activated around the base of this vat, and there are also lots of other smaller vats kind of lining the walls. And in fact, one room, like there's a couple of doors that exit this room. One of them, which is swung open, appears to show like hundreds of vats, kind of like down a corridor. Another one sort of seems to be like a storage area. There's like a lot kind of going on. You can also see evidence of like pigman society, like swine man society. Like clearly this is not the first time they've been there. This is like kind of almost one of their strongholds in a way, like a food source for them. What's the plan?
All right, Muckmouth, here's your whale. What do you want to do?
Well, how did they get a fucking, you know, they got one whale.
Yeah.
Here's another whale. Where'd they get their whale from?
They grow in vats from the looks of things. Like.
Can we get this one out?
Spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
How'd you get it out? You get cranes or some shit?
No, they pop out in another room somewhere.
Yeah, so what's this room for? Just where they grow them?
I guess. I'm not a scientist. Just a swine man. You can try and use the computers if you want.
I'll give it a bell.
You can look for porn first?
First, yes, because I need that.
You need that, otherwise you're going to be fucking garbage at it. Oh, nice. You got on, search, you look through hidden folders, and eventually you find, like, a little category of porn, little folder on the one of the computers. I don't know, it's just a lot of redheads. So you get a +5, right? So
I'm sick, I know how to use this one.
Good, lucky. So searching for, even with that, you search through, like, the fucking code of it, but it's complicated. It's a bit much to you. There's a lot of jargon. You struggle to figure out which room the whales are sent into. I'll give you another search.
Yeah, all right. Just get some information out of this computer.
Righto. With this search, you don't find the room that they go into, but you find, a little section, like, a little program called, like, manual release. You feel like if you choose that, whether the whale's done or not, it'll get sent there. You might be able to follow it like that.
All right, like, Muckmouth, I think I've got something. I'm supposed to enter. I think I got something.
There's like a churning from the vat, like a brr, 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 brr. You can see at the top of the vat, which is connected to the roof, like a small, like a, I don't want to say a sphincter, but what do you call that? Like a sphincter, basically.
A butthole?
like
an anus.
What do you call them butthole things that open
sphincters.
Up?
Sphincters. Dilates. A dilated sphincter.
A sphincter, sure. Opens up and the whale, with like a tremendously loud, gets sucked up into the sphincter. You.
Guess we got to go up. Not through the sphincter. We're going another way.
Yeah, I was like, we will.
You can kind
can
of
we
see
the like it's pipes and shit?
Yeah, like you can see there's like a kind of tube through which it's probably heading. You going to follow that?
I reckon. Yeah, we can just follow the tube. We don't have to go into the sphincter, Ape Joel. It's all right.
That's good. Buttholes are my secret weakness.
I'm bad at squeezing, so.
Fair. Zamet, you managed to follow. You got a pretty good idea. You send it up there, so you kind of got a pretty good idea of where it's going. The whole Wasteland crew and your swinemen follow behind you. You go through a couple of corridors until you, like, the smell of fish is getting stronger and stronger. Eventually, you arrive at this sort of, like, a double doors. They've clearly been burst open and then shut again by some swinemen. And on top of them, it just says preparation. The smell of seafood is, like, almost overpowering at this point.
Do I like seafood?
I don't know. I like the, like, just look at the dice, like, Jackson?
Do I like seafood?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You do not like seafood.
I was going to say, does Dusha like seafood?
Me as a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, not you as an ape.
Me as a player?
As a person. Yeah. As a person. As a human being. As if I was like, Dusha, we're going to get some fucking lobsters and crayfish tonight.
I'd be like, all right. That
and
sounds good.
And you like seafood.
And you fucking like seafood.
But your body is an ape. Now, do apes eat seafood?
I feel like I've seen an ape eat a crab.
Although I got sea life -2. Oh, but that's only charisma.
Yeah.
I like seafood. Almost, the smell's all right. I'm like, yeah,
I would
this
say
is
you're
right.
Kind of neutral.
I'm just like, this is a smell.
You're seafood neutral.
Yeah.
Chaotic seafood.
I'll make sure I make note of that. Seafood neutral.
SN. Joel Zammett, SG. Seafood good. You open the doors, or Mark Mouth opens the doors, so she gets somebody else to open the doors. And there's this kind of like meat tunnel almost that has been dug. This room seems like it is just full of rotting fish or rotting whales or mammals. Rotting mammal. And it seems like
fish.
The swine men have dug a hole through this meat. You walk through, there's like this squishing sound as you go, like as your feet depress into the rot.
What the fuck is this? Look at the spiritual advisor. Just shake my head.
It's just through there.
The fuck is
we
this?
We cleared it out so they'd land properly.
What do you mean cleared it out?
This was all full. It was like one big cube. We had to tunnel in.
Like cube of meat.
Yeah.
And he's...
Nobody turned off the machine.
So he's
the whales just kept on falling.
So yeah, you... not fair.
All right.
You walk through the
so
meat
you
tunnel.
You did know where it was.
Are we getting, like, at this point, are we a little suspicious of the fact that there is a machine that grows, like, machines that grow whales? Is that...
Hey, what, machines that grow whales, machines that grow pig? I'm assuming something happened with the technology from Dinosaur Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a backstory that we know about, or is this all news to us?
No, I mean, like, well, look, that technology, the Dinosaur Park technology, went everywhere.
Given to all of the militaries.
The military. Blanket the military got this technology. And then once the military uses the technology, it falls into consumer hands and companies. And hey, it's good to have whales.
Tasty whale flesh.
So we know.
This is not a shock. You're just like, ah, oh, okay.
Yeah, good.
This place made whales, I guess. The center of this meat room, the processing room, it seems like the swine men have dug a large enough sort of clearing that when the whales fall out of the other end of the sphincter, they don't just splat and fill the room. The room looks like at one point it was full to bursting, like there are cracks in the walls, which I guess would be real foul.
Whale meat just there.
You see the sphincter open and the sperm whale like lands with a poof on the in the center of the room.
Mad.
There's a small double door at the other side of the room, which, well, a large double door, through which you feel like you can take the whale.
Well, there you go, Muckmouth.
Have a sick one. Job well done.
Muckmouth's like, you fellas aren't going to fucking take it out, help me take it out?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, we did good.
Yeah, you did. You get your fucking food.
Good.
Ah, stop your fucking belly aching.
Muckmouth, I'm seafood neutral. This isn't going to be our 3 months worth of food, is it?
No. You have fucking, different seafood, because we are a little coastal town.
Fair enough.
But it's, you know, it's not fucking this.
Varieties, spice of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crabs and shit. You guys, everybody gathers around and helps move this through the double doors.
Is the whale alive? It's a sperm whale. And how is it alive?
Ginormous. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, it is. It's alive.
All right.
Damaged because it broke its neck when it fell, but it's alive.
Whales have necks?
Yeah.
Everything has a neck. Every animal has a neck, douche.
Even a crab has a neck. It doesn't
have a neck. Crabs don't. Damn it, you barely help. But no, sorry, douche, you barely help.
That's good. I'm like, seafood's not for me.
But everybody else gets together and tries to heft the whale. And look, it's a whale. They don't move it that far, but you figure maybe you could get some cars around the back and pull it out if you wanted to.
Oh, like I figured, like we're just gonna get some rope and just drag it along the desert floor.
That's what I mean. Like if you get some rope and tie it around the whale and to the back of the car, whatever. It's still good meat.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's what skin's for.
You're gonna do a bit of an explore of the whale facility, or
yeah, just have a bit of a check and see what's going on.
Right, yeah.
See if this was used for anything other than just whale meat, which I assume no.
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah.
As you explore the facility, Muckmouth and Sticks and Schmitty, they tie some ropes around the whales. You can hear them sort of, you know, getting busy over there, getting the whale out.
Just going to cross off Paste.
Paste has had his time. He's had his time in the sun. As you're exploring, Zamet, look, you don't find anything. In the, like, vat room, it's just a lot of small whales that are clearly growing into big whales. And other than that, not much. But Dusha, as you're exploring, you notice that one of the vats has inside of it a nan.
Perfect.
It's wearing like a skin tone like bra boob strap.
I was gonna say like Fifth Element,
huh?
Like Fifth Element.
Yeah,
style?
Fifth Element style, like that.
So, yeah, right. So that
floating
white
in the vat. As she sort of spins in the vat, you see on her back. Well, hang on. Are you that clever? Gee whiz, no. Weird tattoos. Oh, wait, no, you get a +4, don't you? Looks kind of like code. Kind of like, you know those QR code things you scan with your phone?
Yep.
Kind of looks like that.
Huh.
She spins slowly in the vat.
I'm sure I should probably do something about that.
Yeah.
You tell also Joel about it?
How much, like, how big is this vat? Is it the same size as one of the whale ones?
No. This just is like one of this those... is that human size.
I'll break it open. Let's get that nan.
Oh, sorry, I was rolling Zamet. God damn. Why do these dice go... okay. You slam your ape fist into the vat and just, like, crunch your nut. Like, it. The vat does not shatter at all. Your fingers almost break when you connect with the vat. You might be... You can see, like, it's connected to the wall by something. You might be able to manually get rid of it.
Do I hear that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you hear the boom as Dusha's ape fist connects. And he does a little ape dance around in pain.
Oh, ape George, you get a boo-boo. Did you get a boo-boo?
Fuck off also, Joel, but yes.
Do you want me to kiss it better?
You also see the nan floating in the vat.
Oh, fucking nan.
Let's roll to see if you... Oh, no, you wrote the same. You're like, looks like a QR code.
The fuck's on his
looks
back.
Scannable.
Weird. Is there a computer nearby?
Yes.
Sick. I go and investigate it first for porn.
Okay. Let's give it a chickity check. You do not find any porn.
Well, I guess I'm going to have a bit of a scramble, be like, I guess, let's just have a bit of a...
Let's see if I can... Oh, look. You do fine. You're like, I think this, maybe this leads to this. You hit enter a couple times, control alt delete. You delete a couple programs. You're like, maybe you infect.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With a virus, hot singles in your area are looking to
that
meet
classifies
up,
as porn.
Click up on them a bunch. That's true. Eventually, the computer gets so fucked up by all of your fucking around. The douche, whilst you're standing in front of the nan vat, like the water just starts to drain. A little red light flashes above it at the computer. Probably error just shows up on the screen. The water drains out into some god knows abyss, and the vat kind of like with a shh opens up. The nan's lying in there, clearly unconscious and quite wet.
I give Dusha the thumbs up.
Got him.
You did it.
All right, I climb over the vat and get her out.
I climb over the vat and I get her out.
Ready up. Roll key to pick her up. She's slippery. You're trying to hold this nan, but
do
she's
I drop
slipping
a nan on her head?
And I look around for a towel.
You find a towel. You find like a room full of towels for if this happens, I guess.
I'll like lob them over the vat.
Rightio, you.
I dry the nan.
You dry the nan. The nan's nice and dry. Now you can pick her up. No, you can't. Every time you go to pick up the nan, she slides out of your hands like a bar of soap and lands with like a. Her legs are all over the shop.
Throw in a couple more towels. Remember to dry your own hands.
I dry.
Fuck, you cannot hold on to this nan. Maybe you try and grab her and she just slips out and into like in front at your feet, Zammit. Like just shh.
Like, oh, we got it.
We got her out. You managed to pick up the nan and heft her over your shoulder.
I can't pick up nans. It's the story of my life.
Maybe I'll wake her up. Can I wake her up?
We'll try. How are you waking her up?
Okay, let's go in the room with the towels.
Mm-hmm. Smack her in the mouth.
Oh, that's good. Is there anything around?
Just smacking
I do. Is there anything in the room with towels in case of like Nan waking up? Use this.
No
information.
Like
yes, yeah, smack her in the mouth.
All right, yeah. So come on. Plus three for that.
Yeah.
Okay, with a 13, you bring back your armored hand and slam it into the Nan's cheek. The Nan's eyes shoot awake, and she kind of like sort of doesn't panic. Your fist connects, her eyes shoot awake, but she just sort of lies there and looks sort of like at you.
G'day, Nan.
She doesn't say anything. She just kind of nods.
Welcome to the land of the living.
Muckmouth pokes her head around the corner. What are you, fuck, a Nan?
Yeah, we found a Nan. Like, hey, Nan, you spin around for a bit?
The nan gets up and spins around. Muckmouth rushes over.
Like, she's got a bit of, like, tattoo on her back or something.
Muckmouth starts tracing the tattoo with her fingers. She's like, oh, you fucking boys. You've fucking done it this time. Seems like good praise.
It's like, done it good or done it bad?
Nah, done it good. Like, you know, good way.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Hey.
See this? You ever hear about the fucking nan keys? Keys of nan, sometimes they're called.
Have I ever heard of the nan keys?
No.
You've heard tell that out there in the wasteland are four nans, and these nans are keys And with these four nans, you will unlock entrance to the spire, inside of which is something known as the seed. You both rolled incredibly well, so here's the deal. Yeah. Something called the seed. And if you get this seed, you can bring the wasteland back to its former glory. You can achieve peace. Stop fighting. Stop throwing crates at people. Stop slicing pigmen in half.
And recruiting people to a religion he made up earlier that day.
If you find these four nans scattered across the wasteland, which until now were thought only to be a rumor.
Until we found the first one.
Until you found nan number one. Hmm. You might be able to truly save the day. As Muckmouth is about to explain that to her, you're like, no, we know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, of course. One of them nan keys.
Nan keys. The keys of the nan.
Oh, why didn't I put one and one together? Like, it's a nan. There's a shit in the back. Nan key. I spin around. Nan key. Nan key?
Nan just nods.
Do you have a name, Nan key?
She kind of opens her mouth. She has no tongue.
Oh.
I'm going to call you Chatty.
Chatty Cathy.
Oh. Chatty Cathy. Chatty and Cathy. The swine man.
Sorry. Do you want to, like, can you write?
She kind of, like, holds up her hands, like, if you've got a pencil.
Have a look around.
It is a science facility.
Yeah, I'm going to say you find a pencil.
Give her a pencil and a pad of paper.
Radio. She very, very slowly and tentatively, seems like she's just kind of, like, coming to and waking up. She writes B-A-T-T-L-E-Z-O-N-E-6-6.
What exactly does that spell? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.